Welcome to Suplex City Geeks. Steve here. And this is our preview episode. Previews and predictions for AEW's Double or Nothing. This is happening this weekend. I'm very excited. I've been loving what AEW's been doing for quite some time. It's been 3 years since AEW started. And this is their third anniversary for their major pay-per-views that they've had so far. They've been great. The last one that was Revolution was a few months ago. And I was actually there and I had an awesome time. I've mentioned it plenty of times. But this one seems like it's going to be great as well. Like, great matches. Lots of possibilities in it. And that's what makes me happy. Very, very, very looking forward to it. I cannot wait, and it's going to be a great wrestling weekend, and I love it. And it's coming from Vegas this time, which is going to be pretty cool, because they haven't been back to Vegas since the first one. And from what it looks like, they have a packed house. Probably sold out. I'm not sure. But it's going to be a hell of a card, and there are plenty. The only thing that sucks at the moment is that they're still trying to find out who is going to be Britt Baker's opponent tonight. Well, not tonight, but Sunday for her match in the Owen Hart Cup. So they still have one more match before, as of this recording. It's going to be Ruby Soho versus Chris Statlander. And that's one match that I am actually really looking forward to. I'm a fan of both of them. I would love to see Chris Statlander move forward, but I also think that they're going to give it to Ruby. Because she has had really good matches with Britt Baker in the last, since she's come over. She's had a few matches with her already. And just seeing their, how do you say, just seeing them work together, it's been really, really fun. So I'm kind of excited. Well, not kind of. I am excited to see what's going to happen if they wind up going against each other in the cup. But I also would love to see Chris Statlander there too. Especially now that she's come with this this new, I guess, gimmick. You can call it gimmick or a new character. She's a bit darker than her usual happy-go-lucky alien. She's not an alien anymore. But she, like I said, she's been showing a lot of aggression, which I enjoy. And if we do have Chris Statlander actually coming with the win, it'll be a different Chris Statlander that will be facing Britt Baker. And that I am looking forward to as well. One thing that I've actually spoken on Twitter about is if Britt Baker does win, and because I guess I can kind of go back and forth with this at the moment instead of just going through all the matches, which I'm going to do anyway, but we also have Adam Cole in the Owen Cup as well, and he is going up against Samoa Joe, the ROH champion. But will he win? Will he lose? I don't know. But if he does win, and Britt Baker does win, that means we'll have a power couple in AEW. Technically, we have a couple already there, but you'll kind of have the king and queen of the Owen, essentially. And that'll be kind of interesting, because then, you know, they'll have a good a weird story building there. But I would also like to see Samoa Joe in this, because Samoa Joe's really damn good. And now that he's coming back to actually wrestle, not just being behind the scenes and doing commentary and stuff like that, he's showing off the fact that he's really damn good. And I'm super enjoying it. Like, I'm excited to see what, how this match is going to play out, how things are going to work. We'll see. I do enjoy Samoa Joe's entering. Kind of upset that he wound up winning the ROH TV title. And I get it, you know. I understand. He is a ROH veteran, former ROH champion. But I don't know. As far as going by the classic, by the main rule, is that you have somebody that's, you have to go through the rankings, the ranking system, and he's barely had like what, 6 matches, and he's won every single one of them. He had the title before he even had like his 6th match, and that's. Granted, yes, he's had a bazillion matches throughout his career. I get it. But, you know, at least kind of get a loss sometime soon. So from what we'll see, we may get the loss in this one. So I was saying before, having the power couple would be awesome. Britt Baker winning the women's title or the women's cup, and Adam Cole actually winning the men's cup would be interesting. Then something, I guess we can start all the way from the very beginning, where we'll have the buy-in. This year's buy-in is going to be a little bit different. As for this pay-per-view, actually, it'll be a little bit different. Usually have like a few matches. That's all going to be on the YouTubes. But this year, this pay-per-view for Double or Nothing, they're only going to have one match in the buy-in. They, like, last time at Revolution, they had 3 matches in the buy-in. What they're saying is that they don't want people to be overly excited, or, you know, having, or being completely tired of, like, 4.5 hours almost of wrestling. So they're gonna have some build. Just a little bit of build as far as like character building and showing off, you know, the storylines that's been going through the entire thing, which I get, it's kind of cool. But we're also going to get a decent match out of it as well. And this match is probably one of the things that I'm super excited for, because we are finally going to get Danhausen in the ring, performing, actually wrestling. He made his debut a couple weeks ago on I believe it was Rampage. But he was supposed to go against Tony Nese. And Tony Nese pretty much just came out and just, like, squashed him in like, 2 seconds. And that was kind of, I'm not going to say it was upsetting, but it was one of those, like, really? He didn't even have a chance at that moment. And then we had Hook come to his aid. That was fucking cool. It was really fucking cool. Like, I'm very excited to see Hookhausen and how they interact in the ring, how they put together a show. Because we've only seen Hook, and he's been good. He's been really damn good. But we haven't seen him partner up really with anybody. Yeah, he's been in Team Taz. But Team Taz hasn't had him, and by him I mean Hook, actually perform with Team Taz So it'll be interesting to see what happens with this, especially if they wind up actually getting the win and actually building a whole tag team that could actually grow into more, having them potentially going towards the AEW tag title, which would be friggin' dope. That'd be really cool. I'll be excited to see that. Tony Nese he's also great. This is the first time in quite some time, I'm gonna say like over a year, maybe two, that Smart Mark Sterling is actually gonna be in the ring, actually performing or wrestling. And he's good on the indies. I've seen a bunch of his matches. He's really good. He's really fun. But he's mostly been, you know, a talker. He's been on the mic for quite some time, and he's good at it. He's good at what he does. He's the lawyer of all the heels, and I get it. He's cool. He's good. But I'm excited to see what was going to happen out of this match, because I want to watch it. That's one of those matches that I'm like, yes, please, give it to me now. Especially since I've been dying to see Danhausen in an AEW ring actually wrestle for quite some time, even before he was even signed. Because I've watched Danhausen's matches, plenty of them, for quite some time. And the fact that he's there now, and he's actually able to actually wrestle, is super fucking exciting. So, we will see at the buy-in, see how Hookhausen does their thing. Very exciting. Very cool. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a great match. I guess we could go into the main card. I don't know if it's going to start with it. I don't know the order that they're going in. But being that we had Smart... I just spoke about Smart Mark. He's been managing Jade Cargill. And at the moment we're going to have... Which was actually just recently announced. That... they're having a TBS women's, it's a TBS championship title. It's going up against, she's going up against Anna Jay. Anna Jay's been really damn good. And she's also, like, she's improved so much in the last, year and a half, 2 years since she started with the Dark Order. And I'm enjoying what she does. She's really good. But... does she compare to Jade Cargill, who has officially been in AEW for about a year? And she's been going... she's pretty much like... she's still undefeated. I don't know exactly her record is right now. But there hasn't been anybody to compare with her at the moment in AEW. Even like a few weeks ago, they had Marina Shafir went up against her. And I was really thinking that Marina Shafir was going to win. Because she's also really damn good. She also has that, you know, that MMA type background. She was also in, I believe she was in NXT for a little bit. But Jade Cargill has grown exponentially since he started. And I've become a bit of a fan. I'm a fan of the baddies, dude. They're really damn good. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen with this. But overall, I really think that Jade Cargill's going to win this one. I'm not going to say it's going to be a squash, but it's going to be one of those matches that it's not going to be a long one. I'm going to say it's probably going to be like about 10 minutes or so at the most. Like a good 10-minute match. But it's going to be good. It's going to be a fun match to watch. Because Jade Cargill, she's fucking good. Like I said, keep saying it. She's great. We're also going to have another women's title. The main women's champ title. It's probably not going to be towards the other, until the end of the night anyway. But we're going to have Thunder Rosa versus Serena Deebs. This is going to be another fantastic match. Mostly because both of these girls are really fucking good. Thunder Rosa is fucking fantastic in ring. I love what she does. Her promos the last couple weeks have been eh, but the one that came out this week that she did was actually probably one of her best promos. Absolutely loved it. You could feel the veracity in her. And it really made me excited for this. I really want her to win. Also, Serena Deeb's promo a couple weeks ago was another fantastic promo as well. Another promo that previously, both of their promos weren't really good until the last couple weeks. So we spoke about it on here that she's really damn good. She's fucking great in the ring. That's why she calls herself the Professor for a reason. It's not like, oh yeah, she just has the moniker for because she's just, you know, she actually has a PhD or something. No, she's actually like that damn good. She's super technical. She can submit pretty much anybody. She can grapple grapple with the rest of them. She's really damn good. Like I said, she's fucking great. This is gonna be a fantastic fucking match. She destroyed the previous women's champ. She beat the living shit out of her on multiple occasions because they had like 4 or 5 matches, which were fucking great. And Serena Deeb came up on top for the most part. Like, she was really damn good. So I'm super excited to see what's going to happen with this. I want to see Serena Deeb actually get the title. But the fact that Thunder Rosa hasn't really defended it very much kind of makes me feel that she's going to win. Also, like, I would want her, I want her to win anyway. I do want her to win. So, yeah. I want to see this match. It's going to be a fun one. It's going to be a good one. The next match another one. That's like, so, okay, I'm going to say this now. Like, I am a fan of all of these matches that are on this card. So, there's no one match that I'm like, oh yeah, I don't give a fuck about it. All of these matches on here, unlike, you know, the WWE stuff that we saw a couple weeks ago. But all these matches that are happening tonight, well, Sunday, are fucking great. Really damn good. So another awesome fucking match that I cannot wait is the Jericho Appreciation Society versus the Blackpool Combat Club with Eddie Kingston and Santana and Ortiz in the Anarchy in the Arena match. Main reason for the Anarchy in the Arena match because Kingston and Santana Ortiz did not want to go through. Oh, also, like, the Blackpool Combat Club as well, like, they could give a fuck less about another stadium stampede. Because we've already had it twice. They were both granted. Very fucking fun. Super enjoyable. But it was one of those matches that was fully recorded previously. So we're going to get the Anarchy in the Arena. And I am fucking ready for this. I have really been enjoying the Jericho Appreciation Society. Mostly because, like, they're really good heels. Jericho, when he's a heel, he is a heel. And it's fucking good. Like, he's really fucking entertaining. And I love it. Then we have, who is it? The only one that doesn't really do anything in the JAS he's the same way that he was previously in the Inner Circle is Jake Hager. He's just the bodyguard there. whatever. He's just the guy that's just there that just beats people up. And I get it. But then you got Daddy Magic, who's fucking awesome in the ring. As well as, who was it? Matt Millard, I think they call him now. Formerly 2.0. They're fucking great. We got, Garcia, who's fucking fantastic in the ring as well. So, these are gonna be, it's gonna be great. It's gonna be a great-ass match. But the thing is, like, it's gonna be brutal too because they're gonna be all over the place. It's gonna be like an all-out war. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I fucking love the violence. Violence makes me happy. I keep saying it because it's just the truth. Super fun, cool. Very excited for this match. Then another match that I'm like, I'm so excited. Is the House of Black versus the Death Triangle. I'm dying for them to actually come out with the Trios title. Because these two teams need to have the title. They need to go up against each other and go for the fucking title. This should be a Trios title match. House of Black is fucking fantastic. I've loved them since they became a trio. Even before they became a trio, when they were just a duo. Even before that, when he was just Malakai Black by himself. I was super excited for them. Super excited for Malakai Black. I love his style. I love that he brought in Brody King, who's fucking fantastic. And then bringing Buddy Matthews, another fantastic fucking wrestler. They're all damn good. They're all damn good. Bringing different styles. So damn good. And then we got Death Triangle. Rey Fénix and Penta Oscuro, I guess you're going to call him still now. And Pac. Fucking great. All of them. Everybody in this match is fucking fantastic. So this is going to be a killer match. Lots of high flying. Lots of craziness will be ensued. I cannot wait for this one. Who would I want to win? This is going to be a tough call because House of Black is fucking good. Death Triangle's fucking good. But I'm going to stick with my heart and I'm going to say that House of Black is going to win this one. I'm going to say it. People are going to hate on me. You're going to hate on me. But it's okay. It's okay. Because this is just professional wrestling. It's not real life, people. But I want this. I ever want this match so bad. This is probably going to be the match that I fast forward to before I actually fully watch it because I'm not going to be watching live. But this is going to be the match that probably I fast forward to, then I rewind again and watch it all over afterwards. But yes, super excited for this. Cannot wait. This is it. This is the one that I'm really looking forward to. Let me just stop saying that. I'm just saying, like, I'm looking forward to all these matches. Like I said, I'm saying it again. I'm just excited. I'm excited for this pay-per-view. There's a lot of good shit on here. The next match that's fucking great too, man. It's for the AEW Tag Championship, and that's a three-way tag match with Jungle Express, Team Taz, and Keith Lee and Swerve Strickland. We had a preview of it this past week on Dynamite with Jungle Boy, Ricky Starks, and Swerve. An amazing fucking match. Crazy high-flying. What I said on Twitter is, if you love the way these guys wrestle, you love the way they put on a show, and you don't watch Impact, this would be a perfect opener for you. Because this is essentially the X Division. The exact same way the X Division works. So check out Impact if you haven't. But this match is going to be dope. Because I can't wait. I can't wait for it. Because I want this. I really enjoy these people. Like I love Jurassic Express. They're really good. They're really damn good. But I have a strong feeling that either Team Taz or Swervely are gonna win. Why do I think so? Mostly because I don't know why. I honestly no, the reason I think so is because it's a numbers game. You have too many people going for one thing. You have four people trying to go for that title instead of just two this time. So the back and forth is going to be really interesting. The fact that all three of these teams have you have the high flyers on both sides. Or on all three sides. But then we also have the big guys. Which I enjoy too. But also not just the big guys. But you got the big guys that can actually move. Keith Lee is a big motherfucker that can move. He can do a lot of high flying that you don't usually see a big guy do. And that's why him and Swerve, I think, are going to win the title. But also, you got Team Taz in there too. Ricky Stark is a hell of a fucking performer in ring. And not to, you know, underplay Powerhouse Hobbs, fucking great too. They're all really good. Powerhouse Hobbs, he's improved so much since he started. Just seeing what he does in ring and seeing how he performs, he's improved so much, like I said, since he started. So I cannot wait. Would I want to see them win? Yeah. Are they going to win? I don't think so. And I also think this is going to finally be the match that, that'll break the camel's back by me saying that is, Christian is going to wind up turning on Jurassic Express. Because you can see his frustration in them and how he wants him to do one thing, but they're going and doing things differently. And also you kind of see the frustration in Jungle Boy's face when Christian was like, oh yeah, you should have a match with all three of them instead of just one of them. And then he was also like, hey, how about we do this? We have the three against you, all three of you guys against each other. So, I think that's going to happen too. So, especially if they wind up losing. So if they lose, Christian will be, you know, jumping ship, causing a rift in the team. So that's going to be pretty interesting. And then that could also mean that we will get Jungle Boy versus Christian in the long run, eventually. We haven't seen Christian in ring in a little bit. So, it'd be interesting to see Christian against Jungle Boy. Kind of like mentor versus, you know, versus student. Or master versus Padawan. So, yes. Give me this match. I want Swervely to win. Can't wait. Excited for this one. also another tag match that I have been dying to see. The Hardys versus the Hardy cosplayers. By Hardy cosplayers, I'm talking about the Young Bucks. It's gonna be fucking great. Both of these teams are literally the exact same team. They're both death-defying high flyers that'll pretty much do anything they can for a pop. And they're good. They're really damn good. Especially since, like, the Hardys have been around for a good couple decades. And they're still going at it every single week. And the Young Bucks, who pretty much grew up watching the Hardys. It's something like that has everything written all over it. It's like, yo, this is gonna be, I guess I gotta give it like a rating system or whatever. It's gonna be kind of like a 5-star match. It's gonna be great. So that I'm looking forward to the most. I want to see how many swantons can happen, how many super kicks are gonna happen, how many. Everything. Twist of fates. Give us twist of fates. Give us V triggers. Give us everything. Even though Kenny Omega isn't in the match. But could this be the return of going to Kenny Omega tonight? Who knows? I'm excited for this. I sound like such a fucking fanboy right now. But, whatever. I am. I don't care. Another match that we have. We finally, after so long, after so much anticipation, we're finally getting MJF versus Wardlow. I have been excited for this for quite some time. This is going to be the decider of will MJF lose, and if he loses, he'll release Wardlow from his contract, blah blah blah. We've had Wardlow pretty much come out the last few weeks with no music. MJF isn't saying his name, and it's been insanely good. It's been a really good story so far for this. And the anticipation for this. The stipulation for this is actually that if Wardlow loses, he can never sign an AEW contract. But I highly doubt that is going to happen, because you can't put somebody over for months, because we've seen this coming. The fans have seen this coming. Since before Revolution. Because he officially turned in Revolution. But before that, you kind of saw Wardlow itching to get away from the Pinnacle, essentially. Even though at this point, the Pinnacle is only MJF and Shawn Spears. But we've seen it build and the potentials and seeing where is this gonna go, how is this gonna work. But I have a strong feeling that Wardlow is gonna win. But he could lose. And if he loses at that point, MJF's gonna be so excited, talking about, oh yeah, you can't sign a contract or whatever. But then if that does happen, I have a strong feeling if it does, we're going to see TK finally come out and be like, no, we can't do this. We can't have you not sign a contract because you pretty much lost or whatever. And he's going to still give him a contract anyway. That'll put him over even better. That'll be a huge babyface move. So I would love to see that. That'd be a great fucking way to end that off, that whole little feud. And then I'm assuming it's going to be the main event, because why the fuck wouldn't it be? It's going to be the AEW World Championship between Hangman Adam Page and CM Punk. CM Punk finally making his... he's been making his ways to a title match. Haven't had a title match yet, but this will be his first title match in AEW. And he's been doing everything. He's been putting up so much shit. He's been doing so many good ass matches. He's been having a fantastic time while he's doing it as well. At least I'm assuming, but whatever. It's been so damn good. So damn fun. He's been so good in the ring. Like, I love what he does. I love that he's still so damn good after so many years of being away from the ring. It's fucking great. Shows that it's kind of like riding a bike. Granted, I don't know how to fucking ride a bike, but it's kind of like riding a bike that it never goes away. The ability to actually put on a show, put on a match, put on a hell of a fucking promo, it never goes away. So this match is going to be awesome. But honestly, I think CM Punk is not going to win this match. Would I want that to happen? Absolutely. I want to see CM Punk win this match. But I do think Adam Page is going to retain the title. Because he's been a really good champion. I'm not going to lie, he's been a really good ass champion. He's had some solid matches. The last week on Dynamite, he had a hell of a match against Takeshna. So damn good. So fluid. So great in the ring. He had another fantastic match on a Revolution. He's had really, really, really good matches as a champion. So it would suck to see him actually lose a match. Granted, he would be losing to probably one of the best in the world. But it's going to be a fun-ass match. And I'm excited for it. So give it to me. I want Adam Page for the win. Retaining the title. Keeping that cowboy shit going. Also, what we usually get on these pay-per-views, we usually get a surprise. Surprises always show up during these pay-per-views. Also, we had a surprise on Dynamite this past week when we had the United Empire, the Great Okan, and Jeff Cobb show up. So are more New Japan people coming up, especially since we have, in another few weeks, we have the Forbidden Door. Who's going to show up? Is Will Ospreay going to show up after this match? After the match with Adam Page and CM Punk? Is Will Ospreay going to show up? Going for that title? Oh my god, that would be amazing. That would be so fucking cool. Because I'm thinking about it, I'm like, that would be awesome. That'd be fucking great. Granted, we could also get, you know, Moxley versus Ospreay 2. Granted, yeah, they had a four-way match, what was it, 2 weeks ago on a Collision, or, you know, Capital Collision. But I wouldn't count that as a second match for both of them. Yeah, they went up against each other, but that wasn't, like, just them, you know? But regardless, I want to see what's going to happen with this, especially leading towards the Forbidden Door. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a great pay-per-view. super exciting. Like I said, I'm excited for it. I'm pretty sure you're excited for it, which is why you're listening to this right now. So, get ready. Let me know what you guys think. Who do you guys want to win? Throughout the entire thing, let me know who you want, who you're looking forward to seeing, how things are going to go, how matches are going to be pretty much put together, who's going to win, who's going to lose, how are they going to lose, is somebody going to get hit with a chair, who's going to get hit with a table, who's going to run through a table, who's going to jump off a ladder, probably the Hardys. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a great fucking event. So, let's fucking get it, dude. It's going to be awesome. You know all the links. Go check it out. It's going to be in the show description. So thank you guys for listening. And, let's get ready for Double or Nothing. But, until next time. Thank you guys for listening. And, I'd like to wish you the best on your future endeavors.